You're listening to the Loyalty Minute, the show that helps you build better customer loyalty and more valuable user engagement with your host, Rob Gallo.
Welcome, loyal listeners, to another episode of the Loyalty Minute. I'm your host, Rob Gallo, and today I'm super eager and excited to chat with Nick Ewan. Nick is the director of content for The Points Guy. I'm a big fan of this site. It's a travel and lifestyle media brand, and Nick helps you travel as much as possible for as little out of pocket money, including credit cards, loyalty programs, airlines, and general travel. Welcome to the show, Nick. Thanks for joining me.
You got it. Thanks for having me, Rob.
So again, I gave you a little intro. I know about Points Guy. I've been following it for probably more than a decade since it was just a little blog. Now it's a big thing. So if you could give a little bit of background about yourself, how you got to where you are, and then we'll get into the nuts and bolts of the Points Guy.
Yeah, so it's funny. I actually found the Points Guy as a consumer first, and it's kind of just by circumstance turned into a career. I was a road warrior traveling a whole bunch, earning a ton of airline miles and hotel points. And I was like, surely there are better ways to use this than on a simple domestic flight up to New York to see my family or what have you. So I started reading a bunch of online sites, and the Points Guy happened to be one of them. Got a lot of really great tips. I had my aha moment where I really started to realize how credit cards could completely transform the way that me and my wife at the time, and now our daughter who's seven, who's been to over 30 countries so far, we could completely change how we travel the world. And that's really what set me on a path to ultimately starting to contribute for the Points Guy. And then just kind of snowballed into a full-time gig on the editorial team. So I now oversee all of the content we put out related to our credit cards, as well as our points and miles stories. So it's a dream job for me. I love to travel. I love to earn points and miles, and I get to do that for work.
Awesome. So it's kind of like, for fun, you do what it is that you love to do anyway, right?
It's the old adage that if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. And obviously there are days that are, you know, stressful and those days that are not. But ultimately, the fact that I get to work with my team to help show other people, our readers and our followers on our social media channels, you can do this. This is not some secret hacky thing. Anyone can take the lessons that we're doing and put it to use in their own lives, not just to travel, but to make smarter decisions, to help put cash in their pocket, to build up their credit score so that they can get a better mortgage rate, they can get a better rate on their car loan. There's so many things that you can take away from what we cover. And I love that I get to share that with our devoted readers.
Yeah, that's great. So obviously the name of the show is called The Loyalty Minute. We talk about loyalty, brand loyalty, customer loyalty. Let me ask you this first, Nick, as a consumer, just from yourself, without the Points Guy aside, what does loyalty mean to you, Nick Ewan?
So to me, loyalty means meaningful connections. Anytime I think of the brands, the companies, even the individuals that I'm loyal to, it's about those meaningful connections that that I've had. And it could be a one-off occurrence. It could be something significant that happens over time. And you know, one of the ones that I love here in Florida is the Publix grocery store. The very first time I came down here to Publix was with my then girlfriend, now wife, and the mother of my daughter. We were sophomores in college, and she was like, "We're going to go to Publix and get subs and go to the beach." And in my mind, I'm like, "A grocery store to get sandwiches? Really?"
Yeah.
Well, for anyone who's not in Florida or the Southeast, you need to come down and experience what a Publix sub at the beach is all about. And from that moment on, every time, and we still do this with our daughter, where we'll pick up subs and go to the beach. But that experience, that meaningful connection that I had with that grocery store, now they're our regular place where we shop for our groceries, that continues. I will not utilize another grocery store in the state of Florida because we have those meaningful connections. So that's really what jumps out to me when I think of what loyalty is really all about.
Yeah. And their sushi is awesome. You ever go to the way back? They have sushi in a supermarket. And I'm like, I'm blown away.
Like sushi in a grocery store. It seems so odd, but it's so great. They have great cuts of meat. I mean, seriously, Publix is the place to be here in Florida.
Yeah. So other than Publix, could you think of a brand that you're loyal to and particularly why? And if you could talk in like the form of a story, you know, something that may have happened to you that would resonate with our listeners, that would be awesome.
Well, of course, I have to go to travel, working for a travel website. And one of the brands that I personally always try to utilize when it fits with my schedule and where I'm trying to get is Delta Airlines. Obviously, airlines have been a common target over the last few years with some of the delays and travel issues. But for me, there are a number of things that jump out to me for Delta. And it really all starts with the employees. Every time that I'm flying Delta, I feel like the consistency in the interactions with me from a customer service perspective, whether it's going to the lounge, the gate agents, the flight attendants on board, they do such a great job at making you feel welcome. And, you know, it's not just about getting you from point A to point B. Obviously, that's important with an airline, but the overall experience of it is so critical as well. And that's what I think Delta has really, by investing in their training and investing in their in-flight product, they make the act of traveling domestically in many cases much more bearable than it is on other airlines. There's something to be said for getting from point A to point B as cost effectively as possible with some of the low-cost carriers that are out there. Delta commands a premium, and I think they've earned it based on the service that they offer, the onboard product, and how they generally treat their customers.
Yeah, I haven't been fortunate enough to fly too much on Delta, but you're probably one of the like 10, 15%, maybe 20%. I mean, this is episode 114, I believe, but probably a 20th person that's mentioned Delta. But for my flying routes, you know, when I lived in Antigua, it was American Airlines or BWI, it was called back then, Caribbean Airlines. And then for now, just to get it back to New York to visit family and friends in Long Island, it's Southwest because it's the only one that's direct. And I, you know, I just hate stopping over if I don't have to. You know, I would pay a premium to fly direct as part of the thing, you know, but I get it with Delta. You know, my cousin's a big Delta guy as well. And, yeah, they do have a good program. So let me ask you, do you leverage any of the other features that they might have that gives you more miles, like their shopping, online shopping mall or anything like that?
Yeah, for sure. That's one of the great things about all these loyalty programs is that it is not just about the flying and it's not just about staying in hotels that earn you points in these programs. They've all extended into multiple different avenues with their credit cards, with online shopping. In with some cases, you can actually sign up for a new utility provider and earn bonus miles or bonus points. So they've really tried to capture a greater share of the customer spend. And what's really interesting, just this year, American Airlines completely changed how they allow you to earn elite status. It's no longer based on the amount that you are flying. It is based on the number of miles that you earn across all avenues, shopping, dining, credit card spend, and of course, still flying. So that's been a very interesting shift that we've seen is, you know, what's truly someone who's loyal to an airline or a travel provider? Is it just the person that is sitting down on a flight? Or are there other ways that a customer is bringing value and should be recognized for that loyalty beyond flying? And that's what we've definitely seen a shift. And American was the first one to really take that plunge in that direction.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think it just makes perfect sense. I read an article, that's probably a year ago by now, but that the airlines make more money from their mileage programs than they do from flying. So if it's a cash cow in the and I'm using the air quotes in that sense that people are doing what they have to earn more miles, obviously that's like your own currency. Right. When you earn American Advantage miles, most of the time you're going to use them on American Airlines. There are things like points.com where people can exchange them and things like that. And that's not really loyalty, I wouldn't think. You know, that's more of a commodity. It's people are just earning as many points as they can and then dispersing them as they normally would. But on the flip side, I look at American Express and I earn American Express membership rewards points. But I never buy any of the material that they have on there because it's too overpriced. I just use it to lower my bill. And my bills are expensive because I use it for all my businesses, you know. So, but anyway, getting back to what we were saying, I think it's smart on your what you said about American Airlines, that they're starting to think beyond flying and building that sort of customer entrenched feel. you know, more so than just flying. So let me ask you then, now let's put on the points guy hat. You guys, at least my understanding is you are, have affiliates that you work with that pay you commissions. So are there straight up advertisers that are loyal to your brand, or people that, meaning from a business standpoint, people that come to you and say, we want to work with the points guy because we believe in your brand and things like that. So if you could share some anecdotes about that, because so our listeners are marketing professionals who are trying to increase the loyalty to their own products. So again, the points guy has been around since 2010, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep, so 2010.
It's got a strong track record. I think some of your insights, my our listeners would love to hear.
Yeah, for sure. And really, ultimately, we have partnerships across a wide variety of industries. We obviously have credit card relationships with the likes of Chase, American Express, Citi, Bank of America. We also have other partnerships with non-financial services companies, so hotel chains and airlines as well. And I think the common thread with all of them is that the points guy has become a source of a true, genuine coverage of these programs. And, you know, we are not simply an extension of some of these brands' marketing arms. We aren't regurgitating press releases. We are showing the real value in a customer getting a credit card from Chase, signing up for a loyalty program with the likes of a Marriott Bonvoy or a Delta or a United. And I think that's the thing that really we've seen over the years and has allowed us to grow and scale our operations is, you know, we really lean into the real world implication, because all of us who are on the team are using this advice day in and day out when it comes to using our points, when it comes to taking advantage of these shopping portals and using these bonuses to help improve our travels and unlock the world. Literally, it's at our fingertips with using some of these programs. And we have had companies who have come to us and have said, we really love what you guys are doing. We would love to explore and work on a deeper integration and a deeper partnership. So in my current role, I actually straddle our organic editorial team that covers our various card issuers and the travel space completely organically, separate from any sponsor involvement. But I also oversee our paid sponsorship team. And one of the big learnings that we've had as we built out this business, the paid side, the direct, essentially a paid play, so to speak, we built that out over the last couple of years. And the big thing that we've seen is it doesn't do our partners any good for us to simply publish their messaging. If we can take their messaging and put it into a unique voice or a unique angle that is going to resonate with our reader, that's what's most important, because our readers are very savvy. Mm-hmm. They can tell when they're being served a straight up advertisement versus being served something that's really valuable for them. And a great example of this was we did a partnership last year with Visit Florida, so the destination marketing organization here in the state of Florida. They had a new television show that they released on Amazon Prime that they wanted to promote. We're not an entertainment site. We normally wouldn't do that, but they recognize that we have a lot of really loyal readers, and they wanted to kind of shed some light on the areas where this television show was being filmed, which was the Tampa St. Pete area. So we went through a partnership with them where we actually had one of our editors fly down and spend a few days traveling around the area. And it was basically three ways to do the Tampa St. Pete area. So he spent some time in St. Pete, he spent some time in Clearwater, and he spent some time in Dunedin. And his experience, it was a piece of sponsored content, but it was still his firsthand experience, as opposed to us just regurgitating the press releases and regurgitating the marketing bullets. Yeah. So that's, I think, the lens that we're able to provide, is that real world, genuine content for our readers, but also it's valuable for our partners that we work with.
Yeah, that's powerful stuff. You're right. Because like you mentioned, I think people can see right through it. I was just looking the other day, and there's artificial intelligence now writing articles that are just regurgitating press releases, like you said, that are just, you know, you can tell, you can see it, but it doesn't have that same impact that you mentioned of, you know, really sending a guy down there. Boots on the ground is huge. One question I did have. So I think of like when Kayak came on board back in the day and now Hotels.com is doing it. Like Hotels.com has its own loyalty program, meaning, you know, it's an aggregator of, hey, go here, shop here, or buy, you know, go to this hotel. And I think they do airlines as well. And then you get a piece of the commission. But now they have their own separate, has TPG thought about something like that?
So we've certainly explored all kinds of options to deepen our connection with our audience. We are not interested in going into the travel agent game. That's something that we have are not interested in doing because we want to provide value for our readers. But in terms of loyalty for our own readers, we're always looking at ways and exploring ways that we can deepen those connections, whether that's with our social media channels, whether that's with our newsletter subscriptions. We've just over the last few years, as we've broadened beyond the credit cards and points and miles exclusive content, we have an entire team devoted to aviation. We have an entire cruise team now. And we actually did launch dedicated newsletters that are sent out every other week for both of those audiences. We have a new app that we just launched as well that aims to really equip readers with the knowledge that they need to utilize their points and miles and to better understand the world of loyalty. So at this point, we are very focused on allowing the reader to unlock as much value as they can from engaging with these different travel providers, whether it's a cruise line, whether it's an airline, whether it's with a credit card company's proprietary loyalty program like Amex membership rewards that you mentioned earlier. So that's our main emphasis right now, but we're always looking at ways to help deepen that connection with our audience and create even more brand advocates and loyal TBG readers who can go out and evangelize about all the great things that the Points Guy was able to help them do.
Yeah. Well, then I'm going to give you one because if you mentioned American Express, remember Plenty, the coalition loyalty platform, it kind of went belly up for a bunch of different reasons. We're not going to get into it here, but they actually ended up still doing a deal with Rakuten to allow people to earn points similar to, you know, what used to be called Ebates. Now it's Rakuten, exclusively with American Express. So you don't think of really American Express doing anything other than their own rewards points, but they're doing it now with Rakuten specifically because of Rakuten's reach and the ability to get into the consumer's mind and think, all right, well, I'm going to go to Walmart anyway and buy, you know, an air conditioner or go to Home Depot and buy a ceiling fan. Why not earn American Airlines point, American Express points for that? So if the Points Guy thought of it in that respect, meaning its own online shopping mall, where it has its own, you know, because if people trust your brand, and again, I'm not going to get into the nitty gritty details of the numbers that you guys do, but I'm sure it's big after 10, 12 years, that if they have that brand affinity to the Points Guy, kind of, and then you could also curate specific deals that are geared towards your type of audience, which, you know, obviously everybody's shopping everywhere, including Amazon is obviously the 800-pound gorilla. But for all the other places that people shop, it gives them the opportunity to still interact with your brand, something to consider.
Yeah. And it's interesting you bring up Rakuten because we love Rakuten here at the Points Guy. It's a great way for, because you can still earn cash back, but you can also opt for the Amex points instead. So in that case, you still have the old vestiges of Ebates that my wife still goes for the cash back. I, of course, go for the Amex points. But then it's interesting because you look at Chase has their own branded online shopping portal. So they don't work with a partner. They have it directly through their Ultimate Rewards site. And that's another great option. If you're in loyal to the Chase brand and you have those Ultimate Rewards earning cards, you can earn bonus points that way. You know, here at the Points Guy, we're always looking for ways to deepen connection with our audiences. We are definitely exploring opportunities for personalization. The key thing there is like personalization is such a buzzword, right? Yep. What does it actually mean? How do you actually do it well? It's not something that we want to do half-heartedly. It needs to be done really well. And we are definitely digging into how we can do that to deepen those connections to our readers and make sure that we are delivering them the content that matters to them. Because we publish anywhere from 20 to 30 articles every single day on our site. And some of them are geared towards specific audiences. Others are geared to a broader audience. And, you know, obviously we want people to read as much as they can, but no one's going to consume every one of those pieces of content every single day. So how do we better get that content in front of our readers and put the information that really matters to them? So we're always digging into how we can really do that and provide a better experience for our loyal fan base.
Well, I'm not going to bore our listeners with that detail, but like I said, my daughter and I started a company that does exactly that. We built a beautiful white label turnkey solution. We'll talk about it offline. So right now, let me ask you this, as we start to wind this up, what does the future of loyalty look like to you?
I think the future of loyalty, even though I said personalization, is a big buzzword. I do think that there's a huge opportunity for airlines, for credit card companies, for hotel loyalty programs, and really anyone else in the loyalty space to really do a better job at personalizing the pathway of engaging with customers. When I first got into the game of earning points and miles, if you earn status with an airline, you were, here are the benefits you get. And it was like all or nothing. It was like, you earned it, here they are. We've seen over the years, many more airlines lean into various choice benefit schemes where you get to actually pick the perks that matter to you. And we've seen even airlines, we bring up Delta again, which we talked about before. I was had status with them for many years. And even over the last 10 years, they have evolved from having two choices to five choices to, you know, eight different choices that some of their top tier members can enjoy. So that, I think, is the biggest trend that we're seeing is the shift towards how do we better personalize the experience for our audience. I was speaking at an event in Miami, an aviation festival, with someone from the United Mileage Plus program. And we were talking about the fact that if you're a business traveler and you're constantly on the road, there's certain things you want from a loyalty program while you are a business traveler. But what happens when you use those miles to take a trip with your family? That's a totally different need and a totally different way that that program should engage with you. So how can you recognize, how can you personalize those different experiences? It's not an easy nut to crack, but I think it is something that all these loyalty programs are already looking at and should really lean into. How do we make sure that we are creating those meaningful connections and providing a more personalized experience for our loyal audience? Because not everyone wants lounge access. Not everyone wants a free check bag. Not everyone wants an upgrade to a room that has a better view than the original base room that you booked. So figuring out how to deliver a more customized experience will ultimately unlock even more value and build a deeper, more meaningful connection with your customer base.
Yeah, well, couldn't have said it better myself, Nick. Like I said, I think, you know, I hate to use the word buzzword personalization, but it really does come down to giving people what they want that fits into your scheme to get them to continue to engage with your brand. That's why they do it in the first place. So again, we usually wrap it up 25 minutes thereabouts. People are on their lunch break, just listening to the podcast. If people want to get a hold of you, Nick, what's the best way they could do that?
Well, all our content that we have at The Points Guy, you can access completely free, thepointsguy.com. If you want to get in touch with me, you can email me directly. It's nick@thepointsguy.com. You can also follow me on Instagram. I am NickEwen_TPG. And again, we'd just love to have you join our ecosystem. We have a lot of great tips. I use them literally every single day to make the most of all of my decisions so that we can travel for little to no out-of-pocket cost.
That's awesome. Yeah. Who wants to pay anything when you can travel for as little as possible, right? Well, again, I want to thank you for your time, Nick. I think the insights were really helpful, and I think our listeners are going to get a lot out of it. Speaking of our listeners, if you feel you've got some value for the show, we would love a 5-star review on your favorite podcasting streaming service. It's what helps the podcast grow. If you know someone else who might want to listen to the program, just refer it to them. And then for any this and any other episodes, you could always visit theloyaltyminute.com. Thanks and enjoy.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for your next edition of the Loyalty Minute.